Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Sleeping is well known to be important to your health, but now researchers at Michigan State University are studying how sleep affects memory. To talk about the topic, I'm joined by Kimberly Fenn. She's an assistant professor of psychology at MSU and the lead researcher on the project. Welcome to the program, Kim.
Thank you, Michael.
So what did you find? Is it as simple as the more a person sleeps, the more their memory improves?
Unfortunately, it's not that simple. The present study didn't actually test that concept. However, other studies have shown that it's not necessarily the quantity of your sleep, but it's more the quality. That's not to say that you shouldn't get a good night's sleep, but getting more is not always necessarily better.
So what did you focus on in your study regarding sleep and memory?
Okay, so our study was the first large-scale study on individual differences in memory change over sleep. So we studied over 250 participants, and we had sort of two main goals. Our first goal is we wanted to understand whether or not people varied very much in their ability to benefit from sleep-related consolidation processes. And our second goal was to understand or to investigate whether or not the benefit afforded by sleep was related at all to conscious memory processing. So with regard to the first one, what we found is that individuals actually vary dramatically in the benefit they derived from sleep. So some participants in our study essentially didn't show any change in their memory across sleep, whereas others improved by as almost as 50% of their original learning, which is an extremely large learning effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what we think this means is that, you know, people vary a lot in their ability to process memory during sleep, and that this form of unconscious memory can vary depending on who you are.
So some people, the way their brains operate while they're sleeping, their brains are what, more active or somehow more engaged in a way that others are not while they're sleeping?
Exactly. And so our next question was, again, whether or not this unconscious form of memory related at all to conscious forms of memory. So what we found there was that it did, in fact, and that there was a positive correlation between the benefit over sleep and an individual's ability to remember things in a conscious memory state. So, for example, if I were to ask you to consciously hold information in your memory and manipulate information in your mind right now, if you were really good at that, then you were more likely to get a greater benefit from sleep.
Are some types of memory more impacted by sleep than others, like short-term memory as compared to long-term memory?
Well, when we look at change in memory over sleep, we're actually only looking at long-term memory. But we do look at different types of memory in terms of declarative memory. So declarative memory would be the type of information that you would learn in a class in school, for example. So some sort of fact or information versus a procedural memory. So a procedural memory would be something like your memory for knowing how to shoot a basketball or ride a bike. Across studies, not just from my lab, of course, but from many labs, sleep has been shown to actually improve procedural memory a lot, and the results in declarative memory are less consistent, but emerging evidence, including this study, suggests that declarative memory is improved by sleep as well.
I'm talking to Kimberly Fenn, an assistant professor of psychology at MSU and the lead researcher on this project studying sleep and memory. How does this kind of research work? Are you wiring people up while they're sleeping and looking at their electric brain activity during sleep?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, some of the research in my lab does just that. So we have individuals actually spend the night here at MSU with electrodes all over their scalp as well as other electrodes on their bodies. This particular work, though, we actually let participants sleep at home. So we were looking at the way a regular night of sleep, so an average night of sleep that you would get, you know, on every day would affect performance. So the scale of this study was such that we actually couldn't have people stay overnight because in total we ran about 350 participants in this study.
And so did you deprive some of the subjects of sleep, and how little sleep would they get to the point that you could start seeing effects on their memory?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we did not deprive subjects of sleep in this study, although we do actually run deprivation studies in my lab. And in terms of how much do they need, it really depends entirely on the task that you're using. So several studies have shown that people actually derive benefit from sleep from as little as a very short nap. So a 30-minute nap can actually improve your memory, and an hour nap can actually improve it a little more. So here we were looking at performance changes over a full night of sleep. So typically students obtained, I think, around 7 hours of sleep in this particular study.
So those who saw vast improvements in their memory based on sleep, are they somehow sleeping in a deeper and more restful way?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, we didn't collect that data in this particular study, but there's evidence from other work to suggest that there are certain qualities of sleep that are related to change in memory performance. So there's a number of studies that look at something called a sleep spindle, which is a high-frequency burst of electrical activity that's typically found during stage 2 sleep. And these sleep spindles are highly correlated with a memory benefit from sleep. So there is some evidence that, you know, the quality of the sleep that you get can actually improve your memory.
I mean, there's no, it's no secret that in America, many people don't sleep enough, they don't sleep deeply enough, and there are all kinds of effects on sleep. Is it likely then that this chronic sleep deprivation or lack of really restful sleep can have long-term effects on memory, diminishing a person's ability to remember things?
Yeah, I think that is a very fair prediction. And I think that's the case for two reasons, actually. So so number one, if you're getting poor sleep, then you're probably not going to derive as much benefit from, you know, sleep-related memory consolidation processes. So, for example, there's a vastly growing incidence of sleep apnea in the United States, highly correlated with the greater incidence of obesity. And so these individuals who have highly fragmented sleep, who are waking up all night long, my guess is they would not derive the same benefit from sleep as you or I would. The second problem is that if you are consistently getting insufficient amounts of sleep, then when you go to acquire information, you'll actually be trying to acquire information in a sleep-deprived state. And there's a vast literature to suggest that when you try to acquire information and when you try to acquire memory, when you're sleep deprived, you're less able to do so. You have, you know, reduced frontal lobe function, and your brain is just less likely or less able to pick up on that information. So you're almost sort of hit twice, or I guess you could say.
Now, in terms of this research, are you going to go further into studying this relationship? Is this leading us into somehow getting a better understanding of how to help people sleep more deeply or get a more restful sleep?
Well, we are going more deeply into this line of research. So one question that this particular study didn't answer is whether or not, you know, your memory ability during sleep, your ability to process information during sleep, whether or not that's related to outcome effects such as classroom learning. So we're conducting a study right now, sort of the follow-up study to the one that was recently published, looking to see if your ability to process information during sleep is related at all to psychometric G, or general intelligence. Now, my work in particular is not going to help you get a better night's sleep. However, we may be able to tell you a little bit more about what the benefits of a really good night's sleep are.
I see. And what you're finding, at least initially here, is that beyond the health benefits, there is a benefit to a person's memory and, I guess, the way they're able to think.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we speculate, though, you know, we don't have the data at this point, we speculate that this is going to likely impact things like classroom learning.
I see. Well, certainly, I'm sure students at MSU and across the country would benefit from that. So, Kimberly Fenn, assistant professor of psychology at MSU and the lead researcher on this project. Thank you for joining me, Kim.
Thank you for having me.